Hello and welcome to Guy the Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and cooking tips. And today we have reached day 114. So, as some of you may know, and those who have been regularly listening, you'll be aware that I have just had surgery on my knee. I've had an ACL done. It isn't the first time, so I'm pretty used to these surgeries, but this particular one did take a lot longer than what he initially expected. So, I was in there for a couple of hours versus an hour, but hopefully the procedure will, the whole point was that it will be a lot stronger than what it has been in the past, and I'll be back in action in no time. But I think the point of it today was that, it's being injured again. It's been a long time since I've been injured, but it's taken me, my last two rehabs, I also documented every day and the progress, and, I think that's probably why I quite enjoyed doing, went into health sciences and in that area, because, you got to research and learn a lot as you go, but I always sort of took notes and recorded my recoveries. And I think a big part of being an athlete, and when you take that into your business and life and whatever else you do, it comes down to just that word patience. And I know we hear it all the time, and but to practice patience really isn't as easy as it sounds. But I think as an athlete, and when you're injured, it does actually teach you this by force. You don't really have a choice. You can either rush your rehab and not do it properly, and then risk the risk being injured again, or you can do it the correct way and follow all the rules and rest it when it needs to be rested, ice it when it needs to be iced, do your exercises when you need to be doing them, and just take the time and patience, and generally you come out 100% stronger. So, I know a lot of athletes that have had this surgery, and have never fully recovered. So, that's got to be detriment to how I come out of tough situations. I always seem to be able to work my way through it. But a big part of it is just having that patience, and just taking each day as it comes, not forcing the issue, but just letting it heal in its natural time and letting it take its course naturally, rather than trying to force it. So it's interesting how we can, all our life experiences we can use across the board, and everything we do, and so today definitely would be patience. Yes, you can get a lot done through time. If your time management's good, you can work it out to every 5 minutes or every 15 minutes, whatever you want. But injuries as such, or physical injury, or even sometimes emotional injury, it really is just patience, and over time, things will change. Yeah, life still goes on. Your day-to-day activities still go on, but you still have to have, there's still a part of natural science that needs to take place also, and we can't force that. It is what it is. Time is time, and we can bend it, shape it, make more of it, make less of it, but natural forces and how they work around you are what they are. That's it today. Just be patient in all you do, and try to see the lesson in each day. See what you're grateful for in each day, and watch the changes happen. See you tomorrow.